intuition, or logic you may possess. As you read the following questions, write down yes or no. There are no maybes. If you feel that you fall in the middle of questions, meaning you sometimes feel or experience what the question is asking, determine if you only occasionally feel or experience it, or if it is more often than not. If it is only occasionally, answer no. If it is the latter, answer yes. When you are done with the test, read below to find out what category you could fall into. 1. Do animals and plants have a consciousness? 2. Do you often take care of other people more than yourself? 3. While watching TV or a movie, do you find yourself physically ill or emotionally upset when it is something violent? 4. Are you drawn to water sources? 5. Are you drawn to nature, such as the forest or ocean, rather than the bustle of the city? 6. When people have a problem, do they often turn to you? 7. After spending an extended length of time with a person, do you notice you begin to act or talk more like them? 8. Have you noticed that you have the power to influence others' moods? 9. Sometimes your mood shifts wildly and you do not know why. For example, do you feel fine and then all of a sudden begin to feel angry or sad? 10. In crowds of people, do you feel overwhelmed or confused? 11. Does your mood fluctuate depending on who is entering or leaving the room? 12. Do some people make you feel physically ill? 13. Do you have the same physical or emotional feeling every time you are around a certain person? 14. If you are around certain people for a length of time, do you feel mentally or physically drained? 15. Is it easy for you to decipher what a person really means, even if they do not say it directly? 16. Can you feel the pain another person is experiencing? If you answered yes to less than 4 questions, it is unlikely that you are empathetic. It may seem hard for you to figure out the difference between what people say and what they really mean. You probably enjoy the energy of the city, which is very unlike an empath. You may also not have much care for plants or animals, meaning you are most likely detached from your connection to nature. Other people may not seem to be influenced by your actions or words, which is also an indication of a lack of connection. On the other hand, you most likely show a strong sense of self. You know who you are, and others do not influence your emotions or actions often. This shows your strength and grounded nature. You do not make others' problems your problems. This could mean that you do not recognize others' feelings and emotions, or you have a great method for protecting yourself against them. If you answered yes from 5 to 11 questions, you fall in the middle of the road on the test above, and you probably do have some empathic abilities. You could suppress them, or you could nurture them, depending on your preference. Depending on the questions you affirmatively answered, you could be balanced with your love of the city and also an appreciation for nature, or you could be out of balance. You could struggle with influencing others and be easily influenced by them instead, meaning you need to find ways to protect yourself and find ways to communicate with others in a safe manner. Or, if you answered negatively to certain questions, you could be very wise and intuitive with the ability to protect yourself from the changing of the environment or people. If you answered yes to at least 12 questions, you are almost certainly an empath if you answered yes to at least 12 questions, and definitely so if you